This is Mark Lowdy coming to you from the CFO Innovation Summit 2018 in Singapore. We are towards the end of the second and final day, and Simon Littlewood and I have had the opportunity to reflect on some of the things that we've heard over the past 2 days. One of them is change. Now, Simon, one of the people I bumped into earlier on over the lunch break was telling me about how his company has been kind of pieced together out of a variety of organizations, and how, you know, overcoming those legacy issues is a real problem. But the other one is digitalization. And when one of the CFOs was telling me, one of the other CFOs was telling me how by going through the digitalization process, which will necessarily mean all sorts of change, they're now hoping to overcome all those, you know, piecemeal legacy issues that they've had to deal with and put it all under one digital umbrella, and hopefully that will solve their collections problem. Will it?
Well, it's really about process. If you take a bad process and you digitize it, you have even less ability to change it than you had before. That's the issue, right? And as we said in an earlier discussion, many companies are quite weak on order to cash. I mean, if you talk to senior executives in a company and you ask them what they do, they're not going to say, we're really good at cutting an invoice.
Yes.
You know, they're not going to say that. They're going to say, we have the best product, we have the best service offering, we have the best people, we're in more locations, you know, our technology is second to none. They're going to say a whole range of things. So the whole question of how you set customer expectations, cut a bill, get paid on time, tends to be a second or third order consideration for even the best companies. And we know this because, you know, I've worked for some of the world's largest and best known companies in this area because they're full of smart people who think that worrying about invoicing accuracy and contacting customers in a timely manner is really a bit beneath their dignity. Well, the problem with that is if you're not careful, you end up with a big mess. You end up with a pile of unpaid invoices, you end up with increased bad debt. And the reality is that when you have those two things, you also have quite frustrated customers, because you have to understand that although a customer might quite like having a bit of extra credit, it costs him money when he has to go through a change to a transaction. If you have to correct an invoice and go through two or three iterations to get the correction, particularly when you're making the same mistake over and over again, customers will get frustrated and it will affect your competitiveness. Because the specific question was around change, and because this particular area of company activity tends not to have a high priority, it's not always true, but in most cases I would say it's not the number one priority, then it follows that whilst they might want to see improvement, they are going to struggle to change basic aspects of their behavior and their culture in order to achieve that, because they see this as a second-rate issue. Some very obvious examples would be the kind of people that are involved in this process. But also, an absolutely critical one, is what kind of commercial environment do you create? Generally, sales and marketing people are paid to sell more, to gain access to the market and to sell more. It's not really worth, one of my first bosses said to me, Simon, it's not really very helpful to be selling lots of stuff if you don't get paid for it.
A customer who doesn't pay isn't really a customer.
No, and the reality is, that tends to come as an afterthought. We've done it, we've sold it, we've delivered the product, oh, we better cut an invoice now and get paid. If you treat it like that, the customer will treat it like that. It's an afterthought for him as well.
So earlier on, and again, just to wrap on where we started, digitalization is all about reinventing your business model and using digital technology in order to turn the analog into digital. What you're saying is that actually, if you don't change the human factor, nothing really changes.
Well, I think it's actually worse than that, good heavens. You know, the word fintech has become the buzzword of our era. Everywhere I go, I hear it. And fintechs are being touted as solutions to just about every corporate activity. Well, here's the thing. You know, to use your example of digitization, if you take an activity which is not particularly well run or is not run to your benefit, you know, an order to cash process which favors the customer and allows him to pay you late by providing windows for him to jump through, then if you digitize it, you're going to make it even tougher to unwind it. Because what you're actually doing is you're ineffectively formalizing an informal mess. And, you know, when we talked earlier about acquiring other companies, you know, whether you're trying to improve your own performance or whether you are trying to absorb acquisitions, you need to have very clear processes in place which tie in your entire collection process to your commercial thinking. So clear messages are sent right from the beginning of a relationship with a customer. that they are embedded in every interchange with the customer in every piece of paper, and that they are reinforced by everybody that the customer meets, from the most senior person in the organization to the most junior. If you have all that in place, digitize that.
And when we come back in the next podcast, we'll be talking about data and digitalization further with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy from the CFO Innovation Summit 2018 in Singapore.